Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. As the end of pregnancy approaches, many women face a choice. Do you want to go into labor, or do you want to give nature a little bit of a nudge by inducing labor and using medications that can bring it on? Well, with me to discuss some new research that could shift how we see the pros and cons of inducing labor is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna. And yes, this is some new research on what's called elective inductions. That's inducing labor when you don't medically have to. And reporter Chelsea Conaboy writes about it in a recent post on Common Health. And I got to say, it kind of twists your head around.
Right. Because, I mean, as I recall, the current sort of standard of practice, is that you don't induce labor unless you medically have to, or until you're well past your due date. There's that like magic 2 weeks that they don't want to let you go beyond, right?
Right. This was not so long ago for you, actually. And yes, that is correct. The thinking is you want to let Mother Nature take her course. And one reason for waiting rather than inducing is that past studies have found that if you do induce early, you raise your risk of needing a cesarean section.
Right, because if you induce, then you're pushing away sort of the natural cycle of things, right? And asking the mother's body to do something it's not maybe ready for just yet.
Right, maybe. So although I have to say on the downside, the bigger the baby gets, the longer you let the pregnancy go on, the harder it is to deliver. So that could lead to complications or C-sections too. Right?
Okay. So, yeah. But about these elective inductions at 39 weeks, what's the shift in thinking here?
So it comes from a big new randomized controlled study that included more than 6,000 women at 41 hospitals. It was funded by the federal government, and it was presented earlier this month at a major conference of maternal fetal medicine. And so a lot of bona fides. And what it found is that among the healthy first-time mothers that it looked at, the ones who chose induction at 39 weeks, and that's out of a typical pregnancy of 40 weeks, they actually had a slightly lower chance of needing a C-section than the women who continued on in their pregnancies. And they did not have a higher rate of complications. Neither they nor their babies did.
Okay, so that sounds very different than from what we were just talking about a minute ago.
Yes, it's a shift. And the lead investigator on the study, he's Dr. William Grobman from the Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine. He says the past studies were just done wrong, that they tended to find more bad outcomes in women who were induced compared to women who went into labor spontaneously at 39 weeks. But they were kind of comparing apples and oranges. Like the women who got induced needed to be compared to women who continued in their pregnancies because that's what the real choice is.
Much to everyone's amazement, when the studies were done in the correct way, it actually showed either no association between elective induction and cesarean and these other outcomes, or oftentimes actually improved outcomes, a diametrically opposite conclusion than we had understood before.
So that's the part about twisting your head around a little bit. Now, we should note that this study has not been published in a peer-reviewed journal yet. Mm-hmm. And the sort of huge definitive American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says it'll wait to see the study published before it considers updating its guidelines. But still, you know, it's a big gold standard study. And there were also some previous smaller studies that pointed in the same direction.
Okay. But just to recap here, we're talking about elective induction at 39 weeks, which, you know, there are people in the maternal health world would say that there should never be an elective induction no matter what. I just want to acknowledge that, right? It's a controversial thing.
Okay, and that might be shifting.
But I just wanted to mention that there are many medical reasons, right, in which a pregnant woman doesn't actually have the luxury of choosing, and they have to be induced.
Right. And in that case, it's not an elective induction, but sure, you could have, your blood pressure could be high, your water could break, but your labor hasn't begun, you could get an infection. And I think, you know, for those women, these new findings could be comforting. So here's Dr. Sarah Little, a specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
I do think it is reassuring. I think that to know that the induction itself isn't increasing their risk of needing a cesarean, I think that is reassuring.
And so that's my favorite takeaway from this study, Meghna, that, you know, if you do need to get induced, don't worry so much because the process itself might not raise your risk of a C-section.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But back to if it's a choice, if it's an elective induction, I mean, could it be possible that a study like this would make more expectant women choose to be induced?
It could have that effect. I mean, there can be reasons to choose to induce labor, right? You might live far from the hospital. There might be scheduling problems. You might be afraid of stillbirth. It has been getting more common in recent years.
Okay, I got to jump in here because far from the hospital and scheduling constraints, those are significant issues. Lots of rural places have those issues. But that's more about the healthcare system and not necessarily what's best for the mother and baby.
Right. But on the other hand, you have to look at the evidence, right? And what this new study is suggesting is maybe it could be best for the mother and baby. And I think, you know, one other real policy potential takeaway here is that if we've been trying to reduce C-sections, and we really want to, everyone agrees we should, reducing elective inductions might not be the best way to do it.
Okay. But, you know, I seem to be on a tear here, Carrie.
Go ahead.
But there are some good reasons why many parents may not want to be induced, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, for example, the drugs that are used like Pitocin, they take time to work. That could mean a longer stay in the hospital. And also, if you're induced, you're likelier to need an epidural to manage the pain.
Right, which some mothers want and others don't.
Right. And Dr. Little at Brigham and Women's points out that hospitals vary in how they manage inductions. And if they're rushed, they can lead to more C-sections. So there are lots of considerations. And this study just adds one more, says Dr. Grobman, who led it.
What it should be used for is to provide women and their families with information so that they, with their providers, can be involved in shared decision-making and decide what is the best approach for them.
So, Meghna, even if you don't like the data, you can at least have it to judge.
I don't pass judgment on the data itself, but I just think to myself that, you know, not every hospital is a Brigham and Women's, and a lot of hospitals do have challenges in how they manage inductions. But that's,
That is undeniably true.
Yeah.
We agree.
But I want to take you back to one quick thing, though, because you mentioned C-sections again a little earlier. And that's one thing that we do collectively want to reduce, the amount of C-sections. So this could be a hopeful thing on that front.
Right. I mean, we unquestionably want to reduce them. They're at something like 1/3 of births. They're too high. We're trying to bring them down. But we do, again, we need to look at the evidence to see whether these elective inductions actually raise the rate or maybe they don't.
All right. Well, Carrie Goldberg hosts WBUR's Common Health, and you can find a link to Common Health's story about this new study on elective inductions. That link is at radioboston.org. Carrie, thank you so much. You're so good about me getting on my high horse about certain things. Thank you, Carrie.
I enjoy your high horse.